Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, May the 25th of the year 2021 here. Man, this year is going by quick. Your next month will be halfway done with the year. Crazy. Like, where did the time go? Of course, time goes on. The more we get into the last days, seems like the quicker time goes by. And I'm not completely sure as to why that is, but it is very obvious that it does seem like it goes by quicker than what it used to. But it's good to be with you tonight. However you found about this program, whatever device you're listening to us on, and however you heard about us. And when we say, you know, whatever device, we mean whether it's a laptop, whether it's a desktop, I don't know. Do they still make those? I know they're not, I don't think they're as prevalent as they once were. They're not as prevalent as they once were, Z, are they? I was talking about desktops, not laptops. The
yeah, I have a desktop. And a laptop.
But I know one thing that's pretty much gone, Windows XP. And if you're under, I would say, 20 years old, don't worry about what XP is. Does that sound fair? If you're under 20, don't worry about it. We're so glad you're with us. Whatever device, whatever led you here, we pray. Of course, we pray that you receive tonight whatever it is that God has for you, because how many of you listeners know that God has plans for you, plans to give you hope and a future? So I just found myself thinking about that today, how it's awesome that God truly has plans for us. And even as I said, plans to prosper us, plans to give us a hope and a future. And of course, his plans for us are for our good. And he doesn't want to hurt us. The Lord has already told us. It's in his word, time and time again, that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So you never have to think about and wonder, is God going to leave me? No, he's not leaving us. He loves us. And wants to see us prosper. Yes, he does. So, It's interesting to think about that there are places already that are just about in summer mode where the students are even done with school. Obviously, in many parts of the southern U.S., even in places as close as Ohio, they'll be getting done with school at the end of this week. So summer is closer than what you might think or feel, depending on where you are. Now, up here in Michigan today, it felt like another typical summer day in July. Not May, but July. Albeit a hot one by that standard, even. I do feel, though, like July has more of the hot days than any of the other months. It's not quite necessarily like how up here in the north we get prolonged winters. Down in the south, the southern U.S., they get prolonged summers. And some years it seems like we have colder Januaries than Februaries. And sometimes it may be not even close. That February, for example, may be a lot colder than what the January was. Other years it could be the opposite. Some of you folks in the south, sometimes that's how it is with your summers. Sometimes your August can be a good deal hotter than your July. We've had that happen like once in my life. And when we have a big variant when it comes to our summer, as far as which one's way hotter than the other, up here, it's the July being much hotter than the August. And I had noticed that by looking at Flint Weather Station, which I don't know why at the MBS station it only goes back to 1996. But on some certain site it did. I'll have to see prior to that as far as up here. But I know, like in the Flint area, even dating back to before when I was born in 1989, more often we would have years where when August was the hottest month, it wasn't normally by a lot. And I think part of that does have to do with the prolonged seasons, the prolonged winter instead of having prolonged summer. A couple of years ago, they actually had it in big swaths of the south, some of the hottest days of the whole year in certain southern places were actually in September and October, not in the months that you would expect, June, July, and August. Because even the NWS, National Weather Service, says December, January, and February are winter months. Of course, March, April, May, where we are right now, spring months, June, July, August, summer months, September, October, November, the fall months. But I figured just something to think about as we get ready to spring into summer. Because this weekend is the quote-unquote unofficial start to summer. Of course, that depends on how you determine what the start and end of summer is. Some people may use, you know, their children's school calendar, like what a lot of the students did. When I was there, I know when I was a student, that's how I determined what I felt when I felt summer started and ended. Some people, though, they just go by what the calendar says based on, you know, those certain dates, astronomical summer, and the solstice and what have you. Other people might just go by temperature. But that can be flawed because even in the next few days, we're about to nosedive for a couple days. Big time. What we got? And by the way, speaking of summer and different summer things and even bonfires, I have not determined yet when my mosques are going to be burnt. One will be burnt before the other one. I just don't know when it's going to be. But of course, I want it to be where others are also burnt. Z, are your parents saving the masks to burn them? I know one of my staff members, listeners, I know one of my assistants told me that their parents have tons of masks saved, ready to burn and just watch them just so they can just, you know, watch the destruction of those masks being put in a fire. Can't wait. I can't wait to see those things go away for good because it's time. I haven't put one on in like oh my, 5 days? Just haven't really needed to. And so that leads me into Memorial Day. I don't think, well, for sure whether or not I'm going to do a show on Memorial Day or not. I don't think so. If I do, I will be talking about, it will generally be me talking about those who died for our country. Obviously, they died for our country so that we could be a free nation. And the kinds of things that we have seen happening over the last 14 months within our border is not what you call freedom. all these different orders from all these different governors, mayors, and the like, some of which at first was, we didn't necessarily know everything about it, about COVID, and then as we found out more and more, it was clear which way was the way we should have went. But what we saw happen in so many parts of this country over the last 14 months was not true freedom. That was called tyranny and control. And many of these soldiers, those who died for our country, as they would roll over in their graves if they saw what's been going on in our country over the last 14 months when it comes to this tyranny. And I want to say, and speaking of, we talk about freedom, there has been a judge in California. There has been a ruling in California that has said no more church bans. They can no longer ban churches in California from meeting and from preaching the gospel. The governor of California, Governor Newsom, has to pay over $1 million in penalties for closing down churches in the state of California. Now, I'm glad. No, I'm not glad that the churches were shut down. I am not glad about that. I'm very glad, however, that the judge said no more shutdowns of the church in the state of California. I'm also glad that he was held accountable and forced to pay over $1 million in penalties for that. Because you ought not touch the church. You touch the church, there will be trouble. The church, you don't touch the church of Jesus Christ. You don't. And you don't try to hurt the church. No. And because that freedom of religion, freedom to worship God, is part of that First Amendment in our Constitution. Here in the United States, we have a Constitution to stand by. Those of you who are in Canada and other places that are still locked down don't have a Constitution to stand by. And I'm going to say something again that I said last night because I think it needs to be said again. So, I will. As we get into this Memorial Day weekend coming up, which, by the way, it should not just be a three-day beer holiday, what have you, whatever, or a three-day mystery tube holiday. You got to reflect on what it means. Memorial Day really means is to remember those who died, those who shed their blood, died for our country so that it could stay a free nation. Let me tell you, listeners, something right now. If America falls down, it's the end of the free world as we know it. If America falls, it's the end of the free world as we know it. True. I wasn't trying, I'm not trying to be a robot. Just want to make sure your listeners understand. Now, as we go into the Memorial Day weekend, you see servicemen, either active or former, and they got that uniform or they got that sign or what have you. You know, let them go. You thank them for their service and that, and all that great stuff, which we should anyway. But do not say to them, Happy Memorial Day. Because Memorial Day, it's meant to be like somber. It's meant, I know it's, you can celebrate and that and what have you, but ultimately, for them it can be tough because then they reflect on those who whatever branch they're in, Air Force, Army, National Guard, Marines, whatever, those who died in the line of duty serving their country. So with that in mind, do not go up to them and say, Happy Memorial Day. Please don't do that. It's just not good. Tomorrow night I'll talk about the different things and the poppies and stuff and what those represent and how Memorial Day got its name, what date it was meant to be. I'll get into that tomorrow night so that you have an idea before it comes. I'll do the same around the 4th of July season. When that comes also. All right. Let me remind you real quick that this show has been brought to you by your local Dairy Queen. You can stop by your local Dairy Queen and grab yourself a Blizzard of your choice. As Dairy Queen is the home where happy tastes good. And yes, happy does taste good. It truly does. If to you happy doesn't taste good, then you should maybe get your temperature checked or something. Okay, something like that. Sorry about that. But see store for details. The other two things I want to mention real quick. Is number one, we have the book, Rivers of Miracles. Rivers of Miracles is the book that we wrote. It is the story of my life, of the first 30 years of my life, and all the great miracles that Jesus did in my life, all the great healings, all the great accomplishments. It may have seemed impossible, but God helped me with them. And God has truly blessed me. And the book tells the story of my life. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out more information about the book. Again, that website is riversofmiracles.com. R-I-V-E-R-S of O-F miracles, miracles.com. And you can go on that website, find out how you can purchase that book. And we believe in God to get the word out, to sell as many copies of that book as possible. Amen. The other thing I want to mention to you is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man show. Everything you sow into this program goes back into the program. But, and we pray over every seed that is sown. And we pray that God bless you. And the Lord doesn't look at the amount of dollars you sow. The Lord looks upon your heart. Amen. He looks upon your heart. He looks at your heart. That's the way he looks at your seed. Amen. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is Luke 6:38, where it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." And let me give you the address to where you can sow the seed. The address you go to is, of course, like I said, paypal.com. And in that search bar, you will type in Rivers Shukla. That first name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Again, that's Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A is the last name. First name is Rivers, and I always pray for your seeds whenever you sow a seed. When we receive it, I always make sure that I pray over it because I want to see you get blessed. Amen. Now, we're going to sing a couple of songs. Then we are going to get into the word of the Lord for tonight, is I'm going to talk about Jesus healing the paralytic. But as I said, we're going to sing a few songs. My heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. My eyes focus on your beautiful eyes. A million words could not describe how wonderful your perfect life. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. My heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. My eyes focus on your beautiful eyes. A million tongues could not express how wonderful your holiness. My life, my heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. My eyes focus on your beautiful eyes. A million tongues could not express how beautiful your holiness. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. My life is yours, will be forever. My life is yours, will be forever. My life is yours, it will be forever. My life is yours. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are it like no other. My hope like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my hope. You are hope, Lord Jesus. Yes, you are. Hope like no other. Hope like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up in the fullness. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Your love. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my hope. Hope like no other. Hope like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You hold my every moment, calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire and heal my disease. I trust in you. I trust in you. Lord, I believe you're my healer, and I believe you are all I need. I believe you're my portion, and I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. You hold my every moment. You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire and heal my disease. I trust in you. I trust in you, Lord. I believe you're my healer. And I believe you are all I need. Oh, I believe, Lord, and I believe you're my portion, and I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. You hold my world in your hands. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. I believe you're my portion, and I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. You're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. You're my healer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your hand upon us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the God of miracles. Here on this Miracle Tuesday, the day right now where we study about the various miracles that you did during your ministry on the earth. And I just thank you, Lord God. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you are still doing miracles today. And not just in our bodies. You're doing miracles in our finances. You're doing miracles in those of us who own businesses. You're doing miracles there. You're doing all kinds of miracles. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for every miracle that you've done and the miracles that you're going to do for us and in us and through us. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you bless those of us, these listeners who are tuned in tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, that these listeners are ready to receive something from you tonight. Whatever it is that you have for us tonight, we're ready to receive. And I give you permission, Lord God, to do whatever you want to do in this program tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, for your hand being upon us, and that you minister to every person who is tuned in to this program, that you just minister to their souls, whatever they have need of. And I just thank you for what you're doing in these people. And now I make my confession over this program this evening, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that sponsors and partners are coming into this program, that finances are coming in. I thank you, Lord God, for the huge amount of souls. I mean, for increases in listenership coming into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great program. Because we know, Lord, that the greatest miracle of all is our salvation. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. So let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus, say amen. Amen. If you got your Bible or you have your device with an app on it, turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew chapter 9. Amen. Matthew 9, and I just want to remind you, this show is not just meant to be a spectator thing. We want you to be a part. Whatever I do here, you do. You do wherever you are. I sing, you sing. I pray, you pray. I open the Word of God to study, you follow along. If I exhort on something, pay attention. Whatever I do, you do. Of course, in sport, when we're talking about sports, you know, that's different. And other different events going on and what have you. Now, that's different. But when we're doing like spiritual, like when we're doing our Bible, our time in the Word and worship and what have you, when we're doing that, I want you to be a part. And we're going to talk about some more miracles that Jesus did in Matthew chapter 9. Hallelujah. We're just about there. Praise God. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. If you're not there yet, then catch up. I'm in Matthew 9. I'm going to begin with verse 1. Jesus stepped into a boat and crossed over, and he came to his own town. Some men brought a paralytic to him who was lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." And the man got up and went home. And when the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority. Verse 9. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him. Matthew got up and followed Jesus. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." 14. Then John's disciples came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. In those days they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear even worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, the wineskins will be ruined. Nope. They pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Verse 18. While he was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died. Come and put your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him. So did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to her, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. When Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been escorted outside, after the crowd was sent outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all of that region. Verse 27 now. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, it will be done to you." According to your faith, it will be done to you. I read it again because I wanted you listeners to get that in your spirit. According to your faith, it will be done to you. And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing a couple of people. Oh, I'm sorry. He went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing almost everybody. Oh. Excuse me. Sorry. He went through all the towns, villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news, the kingdom, and healing all disease and sickness. Healed all kinds of disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, send out workers into his harvest field." All right. So what you see here is you see multiple different people where Jesus healed their bodies. Four, in fact. Look at the first one first. He sees this paralytic . There were a couple men carrying him. He was lying on a mat. And he could tell that they had faith for him to be healed. He could tell that they had faith. And Jesus saw their faith, and of course, in a case like that, when it's his ministry and he's the one ministering, if you're in a case like that, you have to be observant. You have to be looking around, looking at the people. And he could tell. He noticed. He could see their face. He could just tell, just by paying attention to them, to these men, that they had faith for him to be healed. And they believed that he could do it, that Jesus could heal him. Jesus tells up this paralyzed man . He said, "Your sins are forgiven." And all these people, all these Pharisees, teachers of the law, Sadducees, which is Sadducee, couldn't see and wouldn't see, hadn't seen, hadn't seen, and all these other folk who had no idea, they couldn't understand, they were just not where they should have been with God. They, you know, all these different teachers of the law, they all said, they all were like, "How did he even have authority to do this?" And they're all sitting there doing their stuff like they like what those Pharisees do. And Jesus tells them, which is easier? Is it easier for me to tell the paralyzed man, sir, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise, take your mat and walk, knowing that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive the sins? Then Jesus tells him, get up, go home. And then that is what he did. Now, those people who were helping him, carrying him on that mat, they had great faith. Now, very soon, we'll be reading a story about a different paralyzed man that Jesus heals, where these men bring him down into the temple, into that synagogue, through the roof. And then it happens there. But, you see, he was healed. And obviously they had faith, knowing that he could do this. Now let's go on to the next miracle. He does a couple other teachings first, where he's teaching his disciples. This is the woman of the issue of blood. I know we read this story earlier, before, but here's Mark's account, Matthew's account. We read Mark's account last time. And that one talked about how she spent 12 years and spent everything that she had, all of her finances, under the care of many doctors, and never got any better. So here in verse 18, a ruler came and he said, my daughter has died. And he asked Jesus, put his hand on her so that she could live. He finds the woman. That lady comes up behind him and touched his cloak. She had been touched. She had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. And she hadn't been healed yet until she touched him. These days, if someone was subject to bleeding, would have went up and touched him? There would have been big trouble. It would have been all over the news. It wouldn't have been pretty at all. That woman touched the edge of his cloak. She did it as an act of faith. Reasoning. Her reasoning was, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Imagine if we all could just draw so close to Jesus that we could just touch the hem of his garment and receive from him whatever it is that we're believing for from him. Just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, like that woman with the issue of blood. And then Jesus turns around, looks at her, and he tells her, take heart. Don't be sitting here all afraid. Take heart. And then he says something that I love every time in the Bible where Jesus says that to a person who needs healing. He said, your faith has healed you. In other words, you're receiving this healing because you had faith in me. You trusted in me that I could do this. You believed in me. You walked with me steadfast. You did not waver. You believed that I could heal you in your body. Your faith has healed you. And the woman is healed from that moment. Then he goes back to the woman and her father's house. And there's all these flute players inside and a noisy crowd. And Jesus tells him, she's not dead. And they laugh at him. They all just sit there laughing at him. They're just laughing. Jesus has the crowd taken outside. He has the disciples who were some of the best ushers you could ask for. You had him take those people right outside. He goes in, takes the girl by the hand. She gets up. And the news spreads through the entire region. The news traveled quick, and look, back then they didn't have Instagram. Sometimes with some of the stuff that can be put out there, it can be Insta-trash. They didn't have Facebook or de-Facebook. They didn't have YouTube, by the way. Let me think here. Oh, they didn't have Twitter. They didn't have Messenger. They didn't even have Google. They just goggled. How do you goggle something? Z, how do you goggle something? Obviously, they couldn't exactly goggle. It's a joke. Yeah. They didn't have any of that. But regardless of that, they didn't have that. They just had word of mouth. And that word just spread like fire. And all the news of that healing spread through that entire region. Now let's go down to verse 27. There's a couple blind men that follow Jesus. He goes inside, indoors. The blind man follow, come to him, and they're saying, Jesus, have mercy on us. And they're saying, we want to see Jesus. We want to see you, Jesus. We want to see. And then he asks them, so that he can make sure. He asks them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you have faith? Do you believe in your hearts that I can do this? They told him that they had the faith. He touches their eyes and he says, it will be done to you according to your faith. And their sight is restored. Jesus tells them, you know, guys, don't tell anybody about this. They went and testified. They went and told everybody. They went and testified. Told everybody that they knew, even folks they didn't know, I'm sure. Probably some all got a megaphone. Or whatever thing they could have had that was like a megaphone in those days. Maybe they just got a big field. Maybe they did it from the outside of a cave, somewhere near a cave where sound would bounce, that sound could bounce off. Maybe there's something near the Grand Canyon or something like that where sound bounces off. Does sound bounce off next to that Grand Canyon, Z? You will buy it.
I'm not sure if they get that close, but they might.
Who knows? Maybe it was something like that. Brought them all over the region. And while they were going out, another person comes. This time, someone's demon-possessed. This man could not even speak because the demon that was in him kept him from speaking. Jesus casts that demon out, and then the man begins to speak. And so let's talk about this whole according to your faith thing. Jesus says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say, be removed and cast into the sea, and it'll be done. Don't use that faith on me. I don't want you to go to try this at your house and say, I want Miracle Man thrown in the sea. And it be done. But he said, you can say to the mountain, be removed, thrown in the sea, be done. And so, you know, it just has to be as small as a mustard seed. But you have to believe in him. Believe that he's able to do it. To do that miracle, whatever it is that you're believing for. Whether it's a healing in your body, whether it's something with your business, there can be a coin in the fish's mouth. That's enough for you to pay your taxes. I was trying to think of a different way to say it, but I couldn't. Without saying the tax word. I couldn't do it. But anyhow, you know, I just think about that thing. And he tells these two blind men, according to your faith, it will be done. Because you have faith, I will do this. Just like what he told That other person, your faith has healed you. And then the woman with the issue of blood, she acted in faith. Of course, all these people had faith that he was able to do it. And of course, we all need faith if we want to please God. If we want to do right by God, follow his commandments, do what he tells us to do, you need to live by faith. Have to. If you want to receive his benefits, the benefits that Jesus has for us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word in our hearts. Thank you for all these great miracles that you did in those bodies, all these miracles that we read about tonight. I just thank you, Lord God, that those of us who are in need of miracles, regardless of whether they're financial, physical, mental, I just pray that you would work on us and that you would just do for us what you're famous for. And I thank you that we would always trust in you, no matter what, no matter what the circumstances might seem like, that we will trust in you, believe in you. And I pray, Lord God, that I thank you that these listeners would receive healing in their bodies. Whatever it is, I pray that all pain would go. All migraine headaches, sinus headaches, all stomach pain, all vertebrae pain, back pain, neck pain, leg pain. All pain leaves. All things that are out of order, that are to be in order, that all of these different things in the body that are out of order would be in order, that all these numbers that are too low, too high, would be made normal. And I just thank you for your healing power working in us in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you heal our minds, that all anxiety would leave us, all depression, oppression, and all such things would leave us right now, that everything trying to suppress us, well, your people, would leave right now. And I just thank you for your power, your great power working in us. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. And amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.